For several centuries now, the Virginia House has started its work every day in the same fashion.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, today we seek your face for guidance in everything that we do. We recognize that
without particular
you,
invocation was delivered by the Reverend Jonathan Falwell 2 years ago. Now, a story by Rachel Weiner in the Washington Post points out that some House members would like to see changes. More about that from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This has been an issue that has been raised every few years about the tradition in the Virginia House of Delegates to begin the day with a prayer. And usually what happens is a member of the House of Delegates will invite a pastor, someone of faith from their community, and they'll come and lead the body in prayer.
David, the stated policy in the House is that the prayers be inclusive, at least to the extent possible, of all religions, but sometimes they're not.
That happened recently when a preacher from far southwest Virginia, a Baptist preacher, came in and declared that, you know, quote, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and that he rose again on the third day, end quote. But there are some members of the body who are wondering, is this really appropriate? What about other people that are of different faiths?
And David, some delegates, one example being Marcus Simon of Fairfax, who's Jewish, would like to see that inclusiveness policy a bit more strongly enforced. Along with that, there's a move in the Assembly this year to allow public schools to acknowledge faith in ceremonial events and speeches in the same way that the General Assembly is allowed to do, but its chances may not be good.
Governor McAuliffe has said he'd veto such a bill, that he supports religious freedom, the exercise of religious freedom, but there's concerns about the constitutionality if a situation is created where the government appears to be endorsing one belief over another.
David, another popular story on VA News the past few days is by Aaron Applegate in the Virginian Pilot. It's about former wetlands in Norfolk becoming wetlands again.
We've heard more and more from Norfolk about how to deal with flooding. Norfolk is right on sea level, basically, and a lot of the neighborhoods in Norfolk were built in as fill area of wetlands. And now they're finding that during heavy rains and storm surges, the water is wanting to reclaim some of these areas. So the city of Norfolk is allowing this to happen naturally.
And how exactly are they doing that?
They're taking a few parks that are kind of along what used to be rivers, and their parks are kind of soggy most of the time anyway. They're just turning them into wetlands with a raised boardwalk, and they're inviting the water, the overflow water, into those areas so that it might divert water away from the neighborhoods around the waterfront.
This is not only about flooding, David. It's also about keeping toxins out of the Chesapeake Bay.
You know, stormwater runoff from urban areas is a serious source of water pollution, and they're hoping they can get credit from new state guidelines that these new wetlands will serve as kind of a sponge and absorb some of the pollutants before they reach the waterways.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth on vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.